The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
First and foremost, I should say, if anybody out there has an overwhelming sense of deja vu, do not worry. You are not alone. Once again, we approach a COVID finish line, and what happens? The finish line begins to recede into the distance. Sean Defoe, our own political correspondent, has been covering this story right throughout the day. Sean, when did this start?
It started really this morning, you'd have to say, on the Pat Kenny show, Kieran, and probably the shortest news cycle for a budget, particularly what was billed by some as a giveaway budget we've ever had, because already in the morning interviews with Micheál Martin and Leo Varadkar on News Talk this morning, people were moving into to other topics and looking ahead, because that date has really snuck up on us. It is October 22nd, it's Friday week, and there's been very, very little talk of it so far. Pat Kenny got into it with Leo Varadkar, asking him a couple of things about it.
Okay, take a listen.
After the 22nd, anyone can go into any restaurant, mix with who knows who, who's beside you, unvaccinated. Why should that be?
Well, you know, that's something we're going to have to consider next week. You know, the plan is to lift pretty much all legal restrictions on the 22nd of October to remove the vaccine pass from restaurants, for example. But, you know, that is something we're going to have to consider now next week, depending on where we stand with the numbers and what the advice from NPHET is. You know, I'm very keen that we should go ahead with the full reopening on October 22nd. I want to see the restrictions in hospitality end. I'd like to see full stadiums, nightclubs open. But we do have that issue. Yeah, you're
so
right.
So that's not a given
number.
Yet. I mean, some people have characterised so-called Freedom Day as free for all day, but that's not necessarily going to be the case.
And I have to say, Freedom Day is never a term that's been used by the Irish government. We've always
talked about it. I'm using it for shorthand.
We've always talked about the new normal. No, the plan is to go ahead and ease most of the remaining legal restrictions on the 22nd of October, but that will depend on the numbers over the next couple of days. It will depend on the advice from NPHET, and you know, I can't rule out the possibility that we may reopen but still retain some restrictions.
All right, that was Leo Varadkar spooking everybody who was counting down the days until October 22nd. How did things develop from there, Sean?
Yes, so after that, there was a briefing this morning for the Secretary General of various government departments. It's pretty standard fare ahead of any big announcement. Usually the very first meeting of any of the easing restrictions we've had over the last year has been a meeting of the big bosses at the heads of all the different departments and political officials to sort of lay the groundwork. And Dr. Ronan Glynn, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, and Professor Philip Nolan, NPHET's modelling expert, were among those present. And they briefed officials that there has been a change in the COVID data in the last week and that they are concerned about it, particularly case numbers, testing and hospitalizations. They're all on the rise in the last week, and at the moment health officials are unsure whether this is just a blip that's, you know, something that has happened before, we've seen a quick rise and then a quick deceleration, or if it's going to be a more sustained trend that's maybe driven by the increased socialization we're seeing at the moment. We were set to ask about it at the Department of Health budget press conference this afternoon, but that got cancelled because the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly has mild COVID symptoms. Now, he's had a test and the test is negative, but in line with public health advice, because he still has symptoms, he's self-isolating, so we're not going to get that now until tomorrow. And in the meantime, Taoiseach Micheál Martin was on his feet talking about the budget in the Dáil, and he gave another rather worrying, I suppose, assessment of where we are.
The programme has achieved a level of take-up which stands out internationally and has transformed the possibilities for the year ahead. We must still be vigilant and we must avoid complacency, however. While our vaccination programme is an undisputed success, there are still too many adults that are not fully vaccinated. And over the course of the last 7 days, the rate of infection, the number of hospital admissions, and the rate of ICU admissions have all increased. The pandemic has not gone away, and it requires all of us to continue to be careful.
I mean, whatever about spooking those of us counting down to October 22nd, what about people in industries, I suppose, directly impacted? We're going to speak to just such an industry in a moment. But Sean, what is the order of play from here on in? I mean, when do NPHET meet and what happens after their meeting?
So the way it is going to go from here on in is that on Monday, NEFET are going to meet. They're going to make their final recommendation. The actual political framework around it hasn't been finalised yet, but it's probably going to follow the usual routine, which is that on Monday night, the party leaders in Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin and Eamon Ryan will meet to get their own update from Tony Houlihan. They'll take the advice and then ultimately make a decision in coordination with the Cabinet subcommittee. That's due to go to the Cabinet itself then on Tuesday morning for a decision. Ministers today that I've been speaking to have all been saying at the moment they're confident enough it's going to be full steam ahead, but of course public health advice could totally change that, as it has in the past. Decision really going to have to be made on Tuesday, at the latest on Wednesday really, because the Taoiseach is due at an EU summit for Thursday and Friday for the actual 2 days that this is supposed to happen. So that's probably how the next few days and next week indeed are going to play out.
Any early suggestions behind the scenes, Sean, that if NEFET do recommend a more cautious approach after October 22nd, that actually Cabinet would just reject their advice?
I don't think so. I think the note that I've always got from ministers since the disaster that was last January after their decisions in December is that they are always going to play this cautious. The absolute worst case scenario for them is saying go ahead on the 22nd and then it turns into a disaster and you're locking things up and you're eating into that COVID contingency fund announced yesterday very early on. So I think if NEFET urges a more cautious approach, they will go with it. But at the minute, from people I spoke to in government, they say there's absolutely no sense that there's something so dramatic in the advice that we need to cancel this Freedom Day, cancel the 22nd, rather than might be tweaking around the edges. So the areas in which you have to wear face masks, for example, will be a few more than we thought. It's not just going to be shops and healthcare settings. It could be a bit more wide, or they make a few other recommendations around the edges of it, rather than it being this one end date for everything.
All right. Well, listen, we will ask Norma Foley, the Minister for Education, her view on what she thinks might happen on October 22nd. I'm going to be speaking to her in a few minutes' time. But right now, I'm joined by Adrian Cummins, the CEO of the Restaurants Association. Adrian, are you concerned about what advice NEFET might give government?
Good evening. Well, first of all, we'll always take the public health advice to protect our customers, our staff, and the health of the nation, whatever that is. But we are 9 days away from what we've been told in the past, is that this will be a full standing down of all restrictions for hospitality on Friday the 22nd of October. So we need to plan rostering, we need to plan what the guidelines will be, how we're going to operate businesses, if there's any tweaks or changes to that. Obviously, the soundings from government is positive at the moment. The soundings from the health officials is not as positive. So from our perspective, we'd like to get up-to-date information as quickly as possible on a day-by-day basis, because we have staff that we need to roster back in. And many of those staff in the nighttime economy, this is the first time to get back to work. And when they come off the pub payment, they cannot get back onto it as part of the T's and C's of it. So it's very important now over the next 48 hours or 72 hours that there is constant dialogue and information coming to the hospitality sector in order to make sure that we get this right from the start, because we have got, in the interest of bookings and people booked already for the 22nd, what do we do if this has to have the restrictions kept in place?
You as an industry have been marched up to the top of the hill and marched back down again a few times going into to mooted reopenings or relaxations of different restrictions. There have been a few suggestions today, Adrian. One is that, you know, that there would be a lifting of restrictions, but that the vaccine pass system might still apply to you and your members. What about that?
Well, as I said at the very beginning, we will take all the advice from public health. The vaccine passport is labour intensive for our industry, and obviously we would like to see that stood down. It's in legislation where they can keep it on the it is on the statute book that it can be rolled out, but it is very labour intensive for us, and we would like to see it being stood down since we're at 92% of the population vaccinated. But if NEFET decide that needs to be kept in place in order to get businesses open, and we have a substantial amount of nighttime economy that haven't opened yet, if that's how we can get these businesses open, so be it. And the return to normal trading hours as well is very, very important to our industry.
What if they do the opposite, Adrian? What if they say, we want to get rid of the vaccine pass system because, you know, ultimately or fundamentally we believe it is to some degree discriminatory, but we're going to then maintain social distancing, which means, I guess, your members wouldn't be able to have the same amount of people, same throughput on a given night.
Correct. And that's where we've always said at any meeting with government that they that the full restrictions should be stood down. If you have everybody within a premises that has either have had COVID or have the vaccine, well, then you have a safe environment internally, in our opinion. And that should give you less restrictions internally, less social distancing, and a more operational, operationalized business model. And we need to move forward with regard to the narrative that the Taoiseach came out with in the past, that we just need to start to live with COVID into the future. But we also keep saying this, we will take the advice of public health, we need to protect the health nation, so that we don't go backwards. But we are counting down the clock, 9 days to go to the 22nd. We need to have direct engagement within government so we know exactly what's happening, so we can plan for the future.
Adrian Cummins, the CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. And before Adrian, we spoke to our own political correspondent, Sean Defoe. Thank you both very much for that update. Tom Douglas, our own reporter here in News Talk, has been out on the streets of the capital city this afternoon to see what people make of this news.
So as far as I'm concerned, Neffet would really want to start talking to the ordinary people on the street to know how those restrictions have affected us. I am the mother of three teenage daughters and it has been unbearable, really. So, you know, I think half the world are free anyway, so at this stage they should just let the people walk with their feet.
Yes, the point to an extent. If it's not safe to open certain things, well then we probably shouldn't, but again, he said last minute, we should look at it last minute and in the meantime prepare as if you're going to open properly for everybody, because there are a lot of businesses suffering and there's a lot of workers suffering as well.
Sounds ominous. It sounds like he mightn't all be lifted after all.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think probably we need to lift at this point and monitor it then. I mean, I know that there are restrictions in place, but I mean, if you walk around the town of a day, of an evening, really, it's pretty open. So what are we restricting now?
How are the restrictions affecting your education?
Well, obviously at the moment, I attend Trinity College and I'm in, out of my 16 hours a week, I'm in for about 3 out of those and it's online for the rest of them. And I think it's a bit unfair at the moment because most other universities are back fully in person. And I don't see why, like, we have the space there, and they're saying it's old buildings, but buildings built in the 70s and after that should have proper ventilation.
Yeah, people in the streets of the capital today speaking to our reporter Tom Douglas on these suggestions that Neffet are getting a little bit worried, a little bit nervous about the trend in case numbers and hospitalisations, and it might influence the advice they give government about what should and could happen on October 22nd. If you have a view you would like to share on that issue, 53106.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.